Cameron, when there's a report out that Jonathan Martin was physically attacked by one of his teammates, when you hear that, what was the
What's
name?
Today? Anybody have the date? Saturday? Day. Saturday? We have a game on Monday. I'm not thinking about anybody that's not in this locker room. That's the truth. Whether it's guys who are injured, guys who aren't here for whatever reason, I'm focusing on the Bucks, and that's what I'm ready to do.
Being one of the leaders of this team, how much has, you know, it's been a distraction somewhat to what's going on when you guys are trying to, you know, take on a team that's 0-8, in-state rival, and all this is going on?
Well, I'm looking forward to the game. It's going to be, I think, a game that surprised a lot of people. You know, obviously they've been, you know, doing a lot in the past few weeks that, you know, their record may not show. And this is NFL. You know, week in and week out, there's going to be a tough, hard-fought battle just because the team maybe not had things, you know, fall their way. Doesn't mean you just throw your hat in the ring and just going to come out with a win. So we've had games where things came down to the wire, didn't go our way. It didn't mean that we weren't a good team or, you know, whatever the case may be. But I'm looking forward to a good game Monday night, and I know the rest of these guys will be too.
Has this situation got the locker room closer, divided? What would you say this whole thing has?
I would say this. I would say that in this locker room, we concentrate on football. A lot of other people don't, but you know, that's our job. We come in here, you know, this isn't a distraction. The heat's not a distraction. The screaming crowd is not a distraction. That's what we deal with day in and day out. So, like I said, Monday night is going to be a lot of fun. I know the guys that play next to me are can't wait. You know, it feels like it's been forever since we played a football game. Probably has been, you know, a long stretch in between games. So I can't wait to get back on the field and get after it.
When you look at this Bucks team, they got a different running back, a different quarterback from early in the season. What do they show you that concerns you the most?
It's again, I think when you look at their record, you know, people might say, hey, you know what, this is a sure thing, but it's not. You know, you look at the game they played, how tough they played with Seattle. I think they put 200 yards on the ground on a team who's you know, defense is pretty good. So, you know, as far as we're concerned, this is a situation where you got to go out there and we're going to have to be on top of our game, all our P's and Q's, and the quarterback's making plays, taking care of the football, which is one of the biggest stats in this game is you know, the turnover ratio, and they've been, you know, doing well in that area. So as far as we're concerned, we don't have to, you know, play one of the better games of our season so far, and this could be a situation now, you know, where we're kind of at that midpoint where we can make a run and kind of make things go the way we wanted to.
As one of the leaders of this team, Cam, what do you need to put in these guys' heads as they take the field, given all the events that have happened over the past week or so?
It's a football game just like any other. You know, this week has been approached the same way. Our schedule has been the same. Everything's been, you know, kind of the way we've had it from the beginning. I mean, you look on this door over here, we have a 1-0 mentality. You know, every game is a new opportunity to go out there and fix things that we haven't, you know, maybe done so well in the past, and this game's no different. So, you know, as I said, as we're concerned, it's another opportunity to go out there and play, put our best foot forward, and, you know, show everybody what we're made of.
Is it us against the world?
It's always that way. It's kind of how we are when we go away. It's an away game. It's a business trip. You put on your suit and your tie. You know, you pack your guys up. It's, you know, 150, 60 guys. You get on a plane, and you go into a hostile environment, and everybody wants you to lose. Everybody's booing, and it makes it even more fun when you go out there and have success.